Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Bob Baxley, the CTO at Bastille Networks, a company that delivers enterprise threat detection through software-defined radio. Mr. Baxley, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you as well, and looking forward to hearing all the details on Bastille Network. So tell us, for starters, how does Bastille differentiate from your competitor? Let's start there today.
Well, maybe I back up a little bit. So the space is kind of network cybersecurity awareness and detection on your enterprise networks. So there's a whole suite of products out there that help you understand what's on your wired networks, your TCP/IP wired networks, and maybe your corporate Wi-Fi as well. You've got products that are looking for exfiltration, trying to understand intrusion detection and prevent that, and do automated countermeasures against intruders. That's all well and good for your wired networks. What Bastille does is we give you visibility into all the radio frequency networks in your space. So with the growth of Internet of Things and IoT devices, we're seeing enterprises have more and more wireless devices in their space that aren't necessarily Wi-Fi. So it could be everything from Bluetooth to protocols like Zigbee to proprietary protocols that are running industrial control systems or data center infrastructure. We give you visibility into those networks and help you understand what your attack surface is in that space.
Now, Mr. Baxley, to add on to that, can you delve into any customer or partner success stories? That would be helpful. Also, what are some ideal industries that benefit from Bastille's technology? Touch on some of those highlights as well.
Sure. So we're mostly deployed in kind of really large companies and in DoD installations. So our customers tend to have high-value trade secrets, high-value data centers that need to have big uptime, or in the kind of DoD space, they're guarding state secrets. And so in those places, you don't want networks in these kinds of facilities that you don't know about. There's a couple of possible problems that can arise when you have networks you don't know about. One is there could be RF networks, RF devices, radio frequency devices that increase your attack surface. So one example, we had a customer and they deployed Bastille to their data center. That is, we build these physical sensors, and I can talk about that more in a second. They look like Wi-Fi access points. You deploy them physically in your facilities. And the net result is we show our customers where all the RF emitting devices are in their space and how those devices are communicating with each other. So this customer was sure that in their data center, they didn't have any RF radio frequency networks they didn't know about. And as soon as they turned on Bastille, we saw two devices that they had no idea had RF interfaces. Those happened to be the two chillers in the data center. So these were air conditioning units, essentially. And they were controlling those units over Ethernet, or they had a contractor that was doing that, or they thought they were doing that remotely over Ethernet. But it turned out the chillers had unencrypted Zigbee connections. So if you haven't heard of Zigbee, it's another wireless protocol like Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, but it's made for mesh networks, for IoT device control and these kinds of things. So it turned out the vendor who had installed these chillers had designed them to accommodate a number of customer requests or customer requirements. One of those was to have this wireless interface. But our customer didn't want that wireless interface enabled, and they had no way of understanding whether it was enabled or verifying that it was disabled without Bastille. So they turned on Bastille. They realized they had this unsecured Zigbee attack surface where an attacker could theoretically have used a Zigbee radio to join that chiller and then pivot from that chiller onto the corporate network and have their way with the network. So they understood that they had this interface with the Bastille data, and then they went and reconfigured the chillers to turn off those interfaces. And so they left Bastille in place so that if any new interfaces came up or if somebody reset these chillers and wiped that configuration such that the Zigbee was re-enabled, they would know about it. Another kind of category of use case we see is exfiltration detection. So there was a really neat set of security vulnerabilities released around wireless mice and keyboards. You might think that the Logitech mouse and keyboard that you buy is Bluetooth, and Bluetooth is a fairly secure standard. But it turns out that most of the manufacturers of mice and keyboards, except for Apple, kind of have created their own RF interface from the USB dongle to the mouse or keyboard. And so there was some research out of our research group that showed that even the devices that use encryption, they implemented it incorrectly, such that an attacker could do two things. One, they could inject keystrokes into that connection. So it could essentially be sitting at your keyboard, but not at your keyboard. They could do this from like 200 meters away, injecting these keystrokes, or they could sniff the keystrokes. So if people are typing in sensitive information, that information is essentially being transmitted in clear text for a hacker to intercept. So we've had customers who deploy Bastille, and one of their use cases is to understand where in their enterprise they have insecure, unpatched mice and keyboards that may present again another RF attack service they weren't aware of.
Certainly some helpful information, and really appreciate your sharing a couple of instances as well. That is helpful. Tell us what types of cyber threats pose as risk. I'm sure we can learn something from your input there.
Sure. So those two that I just talked about are, you know, exposures of your attack surface. There's been some really neat radio frequency cyber threats that have come out recently. There was a pair of security vulnerabilities released by a research group around Bluetooth and Bluetooth low energy. And they showed that by sending a carefully crafted set of Bluetooth messages, they could get remote code execution on a computer. So that is, they've got some physical device that's transmitting Bluetooth, and it's transmitting it packets in such a way that it corrupts. They've basically exploited an error in the parsing logic of Bluetooth decoder stacks that are in computers. They did this for Windows, Mac, and Linux. So you can imagine your computer, when it receives a Bluetooth signal, it processes it to try to parse the packet and then do whatever the packet instructed. So they found a vulnerability where the parsing logic had an error, and they could cause a buffer overflow in that parsing logic stack. And the net result of that is, by sending this carefully crafted sequence of messages, they could put their remote code on that machine and have it be executed. For Linux, it was even, you know, the vulnerability is even more critical because that Bluetooth stack sits in kernel space. So once you've done this exploit, your code that you're running, that the hacker can run, sitting in kernel space with kernel permissions. So that's pretty scary stuff. So you want to be able to understand in your enterprise, A, if you've got Bluetooth interfaces that are part of any critical infrastructure, and then B, if you do, you want to make sure you've got the latest patches. So that vulnerability's been patched by all the major OSs, but it's possible that you've got systems that haven't been patched yet.
Certainly appreciate the additional information. It all has been informative so far today. We're joined by Mr. Bob Baxley, the CTO at Bastille Networks, a company that delivers enterprise threat detection through software-defined radio. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I'd be curious on this. Within the cybersecurity space, are there any technologies that you feel are overhyped?
It's an interesting question. I think there's a lot of kind of FUD marketing out there, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. But no, I'm not sure. There's nothing really comes to mind. I think that especially big enterprises, they have to watch out for, you know, even low probability attacks, low probability cyber threats. It's not that expensive or onerous to protect against these. And so I'm not sure. Nothing comes to mind that's overhyped. So as you said, our technology is software-defined radio, and that may be interesting to your listeners if they're not familiar with that. So what that basically means is that the sensors we've created, instead of decoding protocols like Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or Zigbee with a chip, that is a computer chip called an ASIC that's hardware-defined, our protocol decoders all work in software. So you may have heard of software-defined networking, where the network gets reconfigured in software. In this case, our protocol decoders are defined in software. So So as new versions of protocols come out, new versions of Bluetooth or new IoT protocols, to get that visibility in our sensors, you're just pushing a firmware update. So this software-defined radio is a relatively new technology that's enabling this visibility into all these IoT protocols that, Bastille delivers.
Now let's focus on cybersecurity since COVID-19. How has COVID-19 changed the way companies are handling their cybersecurity? Get into some of those details as well.
So I think there's a couple aspects of that. One is that now you've got a remote workforce in a lot of situations. And so they've got access to corporate network infrastructure from a remote computer that has less physical security around it because it's in somebody's home, and less cybersecurity controls around it because that computer may be on the VPN in one moment and then the VPN may get turned off and now it's on a home network that may not have very good cyber hygiene. So I think that's a really interesting aspect that we're seeing out of this COVID, the COVID shift in work habits. Another element we're seeing is because there's fewer people at work, you know, physically at work, it's easier to miss maybe physical intrusions. So if somebody's, it may be possible for a bad guy to get physical access to your infrastructure and leave behind something like a cellular modem, so that now they have a backhaul into their your corporate network that goes over the cellular network and you have no visibility into. So we're getting calls from people who are worried about those kinds of aspects, just simply from less foot traffic. They suspect that it may be easier for bad guys to gain physical access and then thereby parlay that into network access.
Yeah, good feedback there. Much appreciated. Lastly, any takeaways that you'd like to provide our listeners tuning in today on cybersecurity? That would be great.
I'm not sure about tips. I think I'm sure you've got some tinkerers in the listener base here. I think that the whole software-defined radio space is really interesting. So if you're technically inclined and security inclined, there's all kinds of really neat hacks and that people have open sourced around software-defined radio. So I think it's, I find it personally fun and interesting to go find some of this latest research, go buy a $50 software-defined radio, and try to do things like sniffing mouse packets or breaking into Zigbee networks. Not corporate networks, but on your own little home lab. I think that can be a really interesting exercise.
Well, Mr. Baxley, certainly has been great to have had you with us. Can't thank you enough for all the information shared per your expertise on behalf of Bastille Networks. And speaking of which, where can listeners get more information online on Bastille Networks?
Sure. So our website's bastille.net. Feel free to go there. We've got webinars and all kinds of content marketing where you can read up about this technology. Also, feel free to drop me a line if you're interested. I'm at bob@bastille.net. I'd be happy to chat with anybody who's interested in what we're doing.
And that certainly sounds like a plan, and thanks for that invite as well. Again, folks, it is bastille.net. Mr. Baxley, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Bob Baxley, the CTO at Bastille Networks, a company that delivers enterprise threat detection through software-defined radio. And once again, for further details or for contact, visit bastille.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.